Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, gang. Happy Saturday and welcome to the TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, Jason Cundy, not Andy Goldstein. Don't forget Mr. Goldstein is back on Drive from Monday at 4pm and the Sports Bar is back from 10pm on Monday evening. We start today's poddy thing looking ahead to a huge day of football on TalkSport.
The bottom corner, Alexander Isak lights up St James's Park, 15th Premier League goal of the season.
Yeah, Alex is in a really good place, mentally, physically, an exceptional talent. I hope he'll even get even better from this point. I think there's more to come from him.
Bentancourt flicks it on the volley from Pedro Porro!
Spurs are heading into the top four in typically thrilling fashion. Tottenham Hotspur 3, Nottingham Forest 1.
No, we're not there after four games. It's after 30-odd, so means we're there because of the football we played, and we've just got to continue to do that.
A low ball in, looking for Ward, and Chris Ward drives in the equaliser. He has been absolutely red hot.
Slides it through, Lamina is there, they won it! It's stoppage time!
Yes, TalkSport brings you live commentary of the early kickoff as Newcastle hosts Spurs. And TalkSport 2 bring you Forest versus Wolves. Now, TalkSport sat down with Spurs midfielder Yves Bissouma before the game, who spoke about playing under Big Ange.
For me, Ange is really good manager, because the way we play, like you said, it's funny. We're enjoying playing like that, but we train very hard. At the same time, it's not easier, you know. It's not just, you know, we work really hard during the week to prepare the weekend, you know, for the game. So yeah, we work really hard here, and then when we go on the games, we're ready to fight and enjoying play football, because for me, football is just a game, you know. We need to enjoy when you play, and yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Premier League is not easier, you know. It's not just like, okay, I'm in Prem, so okay, I'm gonna chill. No, it's not chill. It's always work hard, always, every day work hard, even with the group, with the team, and individually yourself as well, like what you do at home, you know. And me, I'm really worker, you know. I work with the team, and at home I work as well, because it's the only way to perform, you know, in Premier League. Just focus, work hard, and yeah, the result will come. But I think if you just think, oh, I'm in Premier League, I don't want to work hard, I'm in Prem, I'm happy, you're going to be in Prem like others, you know. But if you want to be in the real level, you need to work hard, really hard.
TalkSport Daily.
The title race is still on with three clubs in the running. Manchester City are somehow, I can't believe it, in third and could do with Rodri on the pitch at all times. But the Portuguese midfielder has said he needs a break this week. What better game to give him a break against Luton? Here's Pep Guardiola responding to the comments yesterday.
Your player doesn't want to play, he's not going to play. It's simple. Another one is going to play. If he's tired, if he's exhausted, it can happen. Another player is going to play.
And is it a case of managing all these players in this really tight schedule? Will you have to give Rodri a rest at some point?
Yeah, but not just Rodri. I would love to have rest central defenders, but we don't have. So for friendly games, injuries. So we are in a big, big trouble. So we cannot rest.
TalkSport Daily.
Arsenal invincible. Ray Parlour was on Breakfast yesterday, and he thinks the title race is Arsenal's to lose. My God, Razor.
It's in their hands. It's in their hands. They've got a better goal difference. So if they can win every game, look, they've got some tricky games. You've got Man United away, the rivalry there. You've got Spurs away, which is always a difficult game, North London derby. But you've got to get 3 points against Villa. Villa, look, obviously going for the top four, it's going to be difficult, but you do expect Arsenal to get all 3 points there. It's a little bit disappointing in a week. I mean, Bayern Munich, look, they showed a bit of carrot to come back, got the draw. It's going to be difficult away from home. But it just showed that the defence wasn't as solid as it has been in the last few weeks. They'd be disappointed they didn't beat Bayern Munich because, you know, you're at home and you've got to get...
It was an opportunity.
No, of course they're not. They've got a great chance away from home. But you still want to get that win on under your belt. But now they've got to forget about the Champions League. It's all about this weekend and getting 3 points on the board. They're playing last. So all Liverpool and Newcastle got to do... Man City have got to do is get the points on the table and then just hope Aston Villa can get a result.
TalkSport Daily.
And sticking with the title race, former Liverpool midfielder Didi Haman joined White and Jordan to talk about Liverpool's approach to two huge games in a week.
The only thing that can happen is bad things on Sunday, because I think, you know, the way Arsenal and City are going, you've got to expect them to win games. So if you were to lose against Palace or not win, obviously would put even more emphasis on the game against Atalanta, which would mean you have to field a strong team. I think it's far too early to make a decision. Now, you've got to see what's happening on Sunday. And as I said, if you've got these players available, why not go out there and try to win 3-0? I think it's not impossible. I think if you look at the players, I think Liverpool got better players. Obviously, they got beat fair and square yesterday. But it's not out of the equation that they go to Bergamo and turn that result round. So I'd wait for Sunday. Hopefully, they get a good result. So confidence comes back a little bit after yesterday's defeat. And then I would go to Atalanta and really try to field the team that gives us a chance, because, you know, you're in the last eight, you've got a chance to go to the semi-final. The final is in Dublin. I think it's a great incentive to go for it.
TalkSport Daily.
Away from the football now, and today is Grand National Day.
It's an amazing race. You know, it's that race that everyone, you know, stops to watch.
Many clouds has won the National. Could there be a dramatic twist? Tiger Roll desperately trying to hold on. Somehow the line was there just in time for Tiger Roll. Tiger Roll, he's making it look ridiculously easy. They're just numbering him behind. He's a little machine. Grand National history. Last time in 74 with back-to-back.
The first lady jockey to win the Grand National.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be so emotional, but it means so much to all of us.
It's just incredible. You know, the Aintree Grand National is just, it is so massive and it's phenomenal.
Sam Whaley-Cohen bows out as a jockey, riding the winner of the biggest race of them all.
It's come off the way it did was amazing.
As Gorick Rambler, a masterclass of Aintree riding.
We put everything into producing this horse for the Grand National, and it's just fantastic that it's come off.
TalkSport bringing you live commentary of the Grand National from Aintree. Back to the race, and Grand National winner Rachel Blackmore joined Breakfast to talk about the tactics of winning the race.
It's a real race that you can map out a plan, and then the plan can disappear very, very quickly at any stage. So you have to have a few different plans. But I think for me, the main thing is just to try and, you know, try your best to have a little bit of space in front of you at all times. And you just need that luck. You know, I got that luck in 2021 on Manella times, you know, the faller in front of me and my horse just went to the right side of it. And if I'd gone to the left-hand side of it, I would have been brought down or impeded. So you need those little things. Liverpool really embraces this place, and it's always such a great few days. And it makes it better when you're on the winner's board at some stage. So hopefully that can happen.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And finally, surely West Ham fans haven't taken losing to the Bundesliga leaders in Bayer Leverkusen that badly, have they?
You ask the question, how can West Ham do it? Simple. Sack David Moyes and get somebody that knows how to play football. Listen, we're going out there last night. I didn't go, all right? There was 5,000 people out there singing their hearts out. Thank the Lord for them. But they go out there knowing that we're not going to win because they've done 41, 42 games now unbeaten. But attack, you don't know what they're like. You don't know what they're like. You know what they're like attacking. We don't know what they're like at defending. Hit them. Go at them. And what's he do? He sets up, oh, no, can't do that. Got to defend. Let's defend. Let's defend. 33 shots. They had more shots on target than we had possession.
So you're not confident you can turn that around back at the London Stadium?
Well, we haven't got Paqueta. He's not going to play in the second leg. Kudos, from what I see last night, was non-existent.
And he's a good player as well.
I think Bowen's going to be out for a few weeks because they say it's something else, but I think he's...
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Elbow. But I just think, you know, we've got no chance. No chance. If we do that next week, I'll run round Upton Park, the old Upton Park, naked.
Well, I think there's a few houses there now, Steve, so that might be a problem. Steve, look, thanks for the call, pal. Have a good weekend.
Cheers,
thank
Steve.
You.
There's no way he's running around Upton Park naked. That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your daily podcast. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like. Have a great weekend. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.